This winter has been a warm one, and one of the things that isn't really thought about is how thin the ice is on Alberta's lakes and rivers, and how it might not be safe to go on most of them. Brian Geislinger, the Senior Vice President of Corporate Relations and Community Engagement with the Alberta Blue Cross, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network and explained the issue.
We know many Albertans are going to be heading outside to enjoy outdoor recreation activities like skating and ice fishing and snowmobiling, and that's great, but unfortunately every winter we hear of tragedies of individuals losing their lives after falling through ice on ponds, lakes, and rivers. And of course, this year, with the unseasonably warm weather we've had right across Alberta, it's a critical safety reminder at any time of winter, but particularly this year, to stay away from thin ice, because it's extremely dangerous out there.
Geislinger says that awareness of the potential problem is key, since in most cases, thin ice isn't a problem during this time of year.
It's important just that we try to make as many people aware of the risk as possible. So certainly there's recommended minimum depths of ice for safety. So if it's under 3 inches, just stay off it completely. If it's 4 inches, that may be safe for some foot activity. Thicker ice can look at being able to drive a snowmobile or an ATV or a vehicle onto it. But people need to be aware of the depth of the ice and the thickness of the ice. They also need to be aware that the ice thickness can be affected by a lot of different factors, which includes currents that may be flowing under the water, or even shockwaves from vehicles that are traveling across the ice can have an impact on ice depth, or changing air temperature certainly is a factor. So there's a lot of different factors that go into the ice thickness that we need to be aware of. So just exercise caution is the main thing that we want people to do.
Geislinger doubles down on how important it is to exercise caution and to listen to your gut if it doesn't feel safe.
I think always just err on the side of caution. If you have any doubt, then just don't venture out onto the ice. Any different water body can have a different ice level depending on any given day. So it's really important that people are just hyper vigilant and aware.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.